Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And got a good one for you today. It is raining again, and it just will not stop raining. And a little bit of a break, and I wanted to come out to the park and feed the ducks and just do a quick video for you guys this morning. But a lot to talk about. First things first, David Rosenberg is a famed economist that I've mentioned on my channel for the last year and a half. And to give you an idea, a year ago, he said there was only a 20% chance that we would enter a recession in the next 12 to 18 months. Well, Mr. Rosenberg has upped his game and said that all bets are off and there is an 85% chance and an incredibly high likelihood that we enter a full-blown recession, which will be catastrophic to the stock market, Mr. Rosenberg said. And people need to get themselves ready for that because they haven't seen the layoffs yet. They haven't seen what's coming in the economy yet, and it's only going to get worse. The inverted yield curve, which is the fact that you earn more interest on a short-term two-year T-bill than you do on a 10-year T-bill, is insane, but this is normally the indicator of when a recession's going to start. He says that you haven't seen anything yet. And great article below, and a lot of people sent me this, but he is just over the top talking about how bad it's going to get. And again, if you just have warnings that things are not going to be good, shouldn't you just prepare for that? Won't you be ahead of the game if you live a fiscally conservative lifestyle? If you know what, maybe we shouldn't go spend all that money on that vacation. We shouldn't do this. We shouldn't do that. Maybe you should live your life a little bit pulled back right now. I'm telling you, what's wrong with that? You know, you save a little bit of money, you get yourself out of debt. Craziness. So a lot of people sent me this, but Mr. Rosenberg is somebody that's very well respected. And read the article below because I found the best one where, everything led back to this one article from Business Insider. And it was good. The next thing is Kevin O'Leary steps forward, Mr. Wonderful, and says that he will never deal with loser New York again. And I've had a lot of real estate people write me, and I need to comment on this. You have to understand the worst part about the weaponization of litigation with people. Let's sue them and put them out of business. Let's get Donald Trump out of, office. Let's make it so he can never run again. You guys are going to get what you wanted. And you have to understand, I'm old enough to remember that things change hands back and forth and back and forth. If you want this, you're going to get it yourself. And, when you get people like Grant Cardone, who, whether you love Grant Cardone or you hate Grant Cardone is a player in the real estate market and has bought apartments, buildings, done his REITs, done his investments over and over and over again in such a way that you can't argue with the guy that has, billions of dollars worth of real estate that he controls and has made all that money. So, again, this is not political at all. Pull your head out, okay? This is the insanity of this, where you have something, there is no victim in this situation. When you develop property, you go and you borrow money to go build this building. And like Mr. O'Leary said, you can read the article because it's got a great video attached to it, where he says, well, this is what you have to do. We're gonna build a building, and here's the previous building that we built, and then you haggle with the bank, and then you come up with the figure that they will lend you for you to go forward. And, I think this building's worth, $800 million. No, I think it's worth six. Nah, it's worth seven. Okay, well, you say it's worth 650? We'll settle with 650. The point of that is that that's what happens with the real estate market all the time. I want you to look at residential real estate right now because you're experiencing something. Let's look at the Las Vegas market and Florida right now. You have two markets right now where people think that their houses are worth substantially more than they can get. Are they criminals for doing this? Seriously. Are they? Hey, our house is worth $900,000. It's worth seven. What are you talking about? Throw that person in jail. Do you know what I mean? You can't do that, okay? So all the real estate people, I appreciate every single email and every single message. I read everything. Please understand that I agree with this. It's insanity. But you guys are in a precarious situation right now. The real estate market is upside down. My foreclosure buddy, it's like Dan, next week, let's go, let's spend a day and post houses and show people where it's at. And the other thing, Dan, is I've got great news. We're getting approved for all these commercial lenders. You're going to see office buildings. Doug's going to post these buildings. Doug's going to post, you know, 25 and 30 story office buildings here in Southern California between here and Vegas that they're going to foreclose on because things are completely upside down right now. Okay? So you haven't seen anything yet, guys. You haven't seen anything yet. So share your thoughts on this stuff so far. Let me know what you think about this. You know, when you look at business right now and you look at the fact that people are not eating out like they used to, people are not spending money like they used to, you have to look at this. Have to look at it. The, there is a LockBit cybercrime gang that we've talked about that has done a lot of different cybercrime acts. They got indicted. They actually found people that were with those groups and indicted individuals. How cool is that? So if they arrest these people, I mean, the punishment can't be, you know, strong enough for these people that have ruined lives and sold people's identity and just done horrific things. But it will be interesting to see how this gets played out and if these people actually face any real jail time. So, you know, let me know what you think about that, because I think it's absolutely nuts that we're finally dealing with people getting caught for doing all that stuff. Food supplier has stepped forward. A great article out of the New York Post has stepped forward from Keystone State. Saw that the people are not buying what they used to buy a year ago at the grocery store. They're spending less money. Now, here's my favorite thing. I saw a news program where they're saying, you know what? Snacks are not being purchased because so many people are on Ozempic. Are you kidding me? It's the most preposterous thing. People don't have extra money. What do you want to do? Have a meal or buy a bag of chips? Seriously, it's just preposterous. So you're seeing more and more people spend less money because they don't have the disposable income right now. And every merchant that I spoke to in New York that would tell me anything told me the same thing. Yeah, people are spending less, but it's cold right now, sir. It's cold, okay? your main man, my main man, Elon Musk, he was nominated for the Nobel Prize. Oh, wow, for making green cars and for everything he's done. It's pouring rain out here right now, guys. I don't know if you can tell that or not. No, for free speech, okay? People's heads are going to explode as a result of this, which is funny, okay? Because, I mean, I've ridden this guy so much, and, you know, he's an idiot. He didn't do anything. La, la, la. He bought a company, and now you're going to nominate for the Nobel Prize. Is that great? That's hilarious, actually. So I hope he wins it. It would be great. And Tinder, you know, the video, Tinder, the dating site, there's so many problems with people setting up scams. Think about this one. Women in their 50s that don't get a lot of dates, you know what? I'm going to try video dating, okay? And you go online, and then you have people that have fake profiles, and they set up, you know, use images and things like that. You correspond with somebody back and forth, and then you say, let's go to dinner. These women are getting dinner dates set up, and then they show up at these restaurants, and the men don't show up. And these were all orchestrated by the restaurants. And you're seeing that, and you're seeing fake profiles where there are sick, sick degenerates out there that will set up fake profiles. And it's men and women. But now what they're going to do is they're going to do video verification. So you have to submit a video and say, hi, my name is Dan. I live with my mom. I really want to date you. Do you have a job? You know, so you have to do that first to verify that it's you. I am telling you guys, if you go on these sites, do what you can do to verify these people. And again, I get a kick out of this because I spoke to a friend of mine. She was telling me all the dating horror stories of her friends. And they're so paranoid because they just can't get dates because they just are you know, scrutinizing men so much. But then you hear stories like this and you go, oh, it kind of makes a little bit of sense. So, you know, what else? Share your thoughts on this stuff so far, guys. I got to pull myself together with the rain for a second. It's raining. We just had an email go out, and we had a problem with the video player because we've upgraded it, and it was glitching out, so it had to be resent again. So if you are on the email list, check your spam filter, and there is a corrected email that went out, and take a look at that so you can see the personal message they sent you. You know, all these cyber attacks are a huge problem. Washington County in Pennsylvania, the entire county got shut down with a cyber attack. And all county business, all employee time cards, courts, the police, everything. They feel, hey, we got a flight because they only demanded $350,000 from us. Guys, I'm telling you, when is this gonna happen? When do the IT people step forward and say, you know what, we're gonna stop this, we're gonna block this, we're gonna do something about this, okay? Now, I've had multiple people from Wells Fargo write me about how Wells Fargo got rid of its IT department in Utah right now. So I'm trying to verify that. But what they've all told me is that, listen, we have a new wage that we wanna pay you guys, which is $20 an hour. Now, I don't know if you've ever hired an IT professional, and they're an eclectic group, okay? They work at their own pace, they work at their own hours, they wanna work when they wanna work. Like, you know, my IT guy will work at 2 o'clock in the morning, okay? But they wanna pay these people $20 an hour. Now, you're going to see people flee Wells Fargo for their IT department. With all this cyber problems, you would think that they would wanna do something about that right now. So, man, oh man, it's just getting worse right now. So let me know what you think about that. We're seeing all these people, I don't know what it is with Wells Fargo Bank right now, but I'm getting all these different stories from Wells Fargo Bank about problems with them and with credit lines being cut, with hours being cut. It's just a real, real problem with that. So let me know. I will see you guys very soon. Had to do a location change to finish this video, and I'll make it real quick here. With the rain, the mics were cutting out, everything was awful. So last few stories to finish this. Bayer, the Bayer company, Bayer Aspirin, that company, they just cut their dividend to 12 cents a share from $2.60. They're saying that they are losing money hand over fist right now because of the Monsanto settlement with Roundup and everything that they're going through there. West Liberty Food Company, they just laid off 260 people. 260, guys. They have 865 employees, so 30% of the employees are going to be laid off right now. So that is awful. And final story, Hasbro. We talked about them, the toy company, the large toy company, is just announced their earnings, and they had a horrible 2023. And overall, their revenue was $5 billion, which you can say, oh, that's great, $5 billion for a toy company. It was 5.9 the year before, and they had the worst fourth quarter they've had sales-wise in years. This is the sign of the times. People weren't buying toys at Christmas. Grandma wasn't buying gifts. They weren't spending extra money, and that's what you're seeing. This is going to continue. So please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Let me know what you guys want to see in the future. And it's just been crazy. I mean, it's rained so much here. And we're going to be normal tomorrow, okay? Thank you for everything. I will see you guys very soon. You want to email me? Hello@iallegedly.com.